We were just discussing, we asked the question, if you were super rich overnight, what are some things you still would not spend money on? Katie, what about you?
I can tell you right now, I, believe it or not, would not spend money on a personal chef.
What?
Because you love it. I would spend money on all of the finest ingredients.
Yes.
All of the cooking classes to be able to do it myself. But I would never want to pay somebody to cook for me all the time.
Yeah, because
every once in a while, sure.
Like a fancy dinner chef that, like, let's say, like, hey, I really am hungry. I want to feel full. I want it to taste good, but I want it to be all healthy.
Yeah, like every once in a while, sure. But for the most part, I would want to do it myself. I just want access to all the best stuff.
I think Cava is my new fave. You can get really healthy food and it's filling.
It is delicious.
Like. And for only like $400.
Mm-hmm. And don't ever feel.
It is very good.
It is very good. Don't ever feel. Remember I told you I was a Karen up in the line at the Cava?
Oh, I would never.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad about asking for a little bit more because they say you can. They say you can.
Really?
Remember? Yeah, that was the whole deal is that like when I went through the line the first time, I felt like the chicken was really dry.
Yeah, and you did that and you complained about it. But
Well, I said when I was checking out, I was like, because she said my total was like $18. Like, oh my God, the chicken's dry.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't like all that much. And so I said I'd never done it before in the line at Cava. And I felt bad, but I thought this is, that's a lot of money for
Yeah, but you can't ask chicken. If they're serving you and you're like, nah, bigger portion.
No, well, you Can, like, certain things.
I think it'd be like kind of a little bit more. Yeah. I think it's how you say it.
It's how you say it. And,
I don't
and
like
the,
that.
But the woman said, no, you can ask for more greens. You can
you
ask
can.
For more whatever. And,
yeah,
but
that.
You
but
have
not
to
the
do,
protein
The
part.
Proteins they might charge you. But you just you never know.
You could ask them for some fresh chicken if it's looking
that's
real
true.
Dry
yeah,
in there.
That's
there you
true,
go.
Yeah. I will tell you this. I'm surprised Katie ordered the chicken.
Actually, I didn't, Jason. I ordered
I
think so. The
the gravy.
Nope. It was... My sister told me about it. It was the, it wasn't falafel. There was some, oh.
They have falafels, yes.
Yes. Oh, gosh, I can't remember. Oh, the lamb meatballs. That's what
okay.
it was.
Okay.
The lamb meatballs.
I thought so.
Why?
Just because if you go to Cava and you ordered a bowl, the only thing that's not an upcharge is chicken and roasted vegetables. Everything else is an upcharge.
I ordered the like the bowl that's already made.
Pre-made.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the one that, that
the
how
bowl
it comes.
That, if you change your protein from chicken.
Yeah.
Upcharge. It could be anything. It could be steak. It could be this fish. Anything else but roasted vegetables or chicken is an upcharge.
Okay. Yeah. This was the pre-made or like the one that they were promoting because my sister said it was so good. And it was.
No,
Cava's
was
very
good.
Good.
I was at Chipotle yesterday.
Yes.
I crave it probably once a week. And the lady, it was really sweet. She was working and she goes, I couldn't really understand what she said. This is my third burrito. I was like, excuse me? He said, this is only my third burrito. I said, oh, today? He's like, no, ever.
Oh.
So I just started today. I said,
I'll take a bowl instead.
Yeah, I said, hey, can I get somebody else?
Did she wrap it tight?
Yeah, I think gave me a little extra.
Really?
A little extra.
Bursting at the seams.
It was very good. All and right. So I saw her a little bit later before I left. I was getting a refill, and she was over there. And I go,
one to
very good burrito. She goes, I also work at Biscuitville. I'm like, you work at all the great places.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk about a hustler.
Yeah.
She's out there working.
She's making the biscuits in the morning
at like
and then
two
wrapping
in the, morning.
The burritos at night.
And she did a great job.
Wow.
Third burrito. I've had some experienced burrito makers and the thing breaks.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, they gotta start over. At that point, I'm just like, throw it in the bowl. Third burrito. A lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
She saw me. She's like, I better make it right for this guy. He looks like he'll complain.
You know, he looks like he needs more.
And I didn't notice the chicken was $2 cheaper than all the other protein.
Yeah.
I got steak because I'm rich. No, I'm not. Jason, pretend that you're not rich. What is something you would not spend money on?
Well, it was a close one. Big time close one. But I would say when it comes to champagne, I would not spend like $10,000 on a bottle of champagne. It's gone too quickly.
Okay.
And sometimes the more expensive champagnes don't even taste as good as the cheaper champagnes. I've noticed that with wine, too. Certain wines can be much cheaper than another wine, and it tastes better. It has to do with the points and everything.
I actually agree with you on that.
It's a little scammy, I think, wine.
Well, it's all about the age and the vintage and all the things, but I see pricing for bottles of champagne, and it makes me sick.
Yeah, like Dom Perignon, I'm like, that's not worth it. In fact, I've got two bottles of, what's the yellow label one? They're like $75 a pop. Tried one time, waste. I hold them until I have to go to somebody's house, give them it as a gift.
That's a nice gift.
Wow.
It's a very nice gift.
Yeah, for me, I would say I will do sports betting, you know, here and there, $10 here and there. But I have friends that go to the casinos, and William Jason too, but and I see them not Jason, this, but one of my friends, he'll bet like $1,000 on a poker hand, and it makes me feel sick.
Yeah, I can't.
I just think it's
not when you have.
But even if you had it, it's just like there's other. That's not entertaining.
Well, let me ask you.
Watching him do it's entertaining.
Would you do it for a dollar? Would you feel sick on a dollar? Because when you're that rich, that's what it feels like.
I know, but
I think because also if you grew up. Because then they're saying if you're rich overnight, you still know $1,000 is a lot for people.
It's not a dollar.
Now, if you're rich your whole life, you probably don't even care, or you've been rich for years. If it happened tomorrow, I still would be like, oh, $1,000 for that? Now, could I be risky on a basketball game?
You could also
maybe
get that $1,000 back.
If you win.
That is the gambler's mind.
If you
but that's
win,
what you're trying to do. What my point is, with a bottle of champagne, it's gone. You don't get anything. With yours, you still have a big chance of getting it back.
But there's a chance of
chance?
Not.
Not a big chance.
Well, sometimes if you gamble and you do it right, it's a 48.5% chance.
How do you do it right? You're gambling.
You have to.
But you said,
if you're playing blackjack, there's ways that you have to do the certain thing every time mathematically that makes your odds slightly better towards the house.
But you know, overall, people lose.
Overall, yeah.
It's designed for you to lose.
The one is like 48.5%. So over the course of millions of dollars, they're always making at least, and they have more money and they keep going.
Yeah,
for me, it's just, but then I would maybe if I had tons of money, I could see myself doing a big bet on a sporting event because I feel like at least I have some knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting.
And it's not, it's not like, oh, I have to, some guy flipping cards. I go like, oh, I know about this team and I can make at least an educated guess. But on just straight up like poker and stuff, for me, I just see people do it. And even if I had extra money, I'm just like, that ain't for me. Or they're on the slots. So like, oh, I was with somebody, we went up with a group and the lady had $1,000 and she's, I don't say too much, but she's retired and she's her play money or whatever. She came back 30 minutes later. She's like, well, I'm out for the day. sometimes she wins and I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, I did the slots for 30 minutes. $1,000 gone. It made me feel sick.
Like the play money for me is that just means so many other things. It means so many. That just is not.
Yes.
Cheese.
Throw it. Yes. That's for me. That is some play money.
And Brad, you're filling in for Matt. What would you not spend money on if you were rich?
Coincidentally, I was going to say sports betting as well.
Oh.
I have some friends that are big time like sports bettors and I'm not a gambler. Kind of like what you were saying, the anxiety supersedes the thrill of it for me. I tell you the thing, this is not really the topic, but the thing that I feel the dumbest spending money on, and I do it like almost every week, is paper plates. I think that's the dumbest thing we buy. Like, are we so lazy that we can't wash our dishes?
We have to buy paper plates.
It's convenient.
It's convenient.
That's the dumbest thing I spend money on.
Well, if you have a big family and everybody's eating off a regular plate, and then you add this gravy, it takes time. You got home from work.
That's true.
You got home from sports. And I started justifying it in my mind because I'm like, well, it's going to use more power using the dishwasher, some more water. Yep. That costs money.
And
getting into the minutia of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But some foods do not warrant a real plate.
Do you know what I mean? All the food in my house does not warrant a real plate.
When I'm making a sandwich, I don't need a glass plate.
I do not need my ceramic.
You need a paper towel off that.
Exactly. So that's how I justify it. I'm like, not everything we eat in this house deserves a wash.
It is the best when it's done, although it does feel like a waste, especially if then you have like plastic utensils and plastic a red Solo cup.
No, that's why I don't use the plastic utensils, but paper
Why
plate
not?
I will.
Why not?
Microplastics.
Jason made a good point though, because like it's just me and the wife, and like if you have a bunch of kids, like yeah, I can see the virtues of
and
like,
their
paper
friends
plates.
Coming over, and it's all of a sudden 10 plates you're forking out. No,
plates I don't mind.
On a nightly basis, I love when you have the paper plates, just boom, throw it away, you're done.
Oh, I do too. I just feel stupid. I feel silly doing it.
That is a good point.